from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Hey, Daily Ticker time here on a Monday, brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit PelicanBrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers independently brewed since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Lots going on in the NBA. And a backcourt has been broken up. Maybe one of the best we have ever seen in the history of the league. The best shooting backcourt we've ever seen in the history of the league. What's the feeling down in the Bay Area? Joining us now, Sam Esfandiari, our good friend, at Sam Esfandiari on Twitter, host of the Light Years podcast. Sam, good morning to you. Klay Thompson's days are over as a Warrior. What's been the reaction down there in San Francisco?
I'd say it's a little surreal. I would say the general fan base and people around here did not believe it was going to happen. It was one of those, I'll believe it when I see it. And I know he hasn't officially signed, but I think everyone is now at that point where, well, I guess he's not coming back.
Well, Sam, I follow you, so I kind of think I know where you're going to go. But for people that aren't as plugged in with the Warrior Klay Thompson situation, they might look at this and say, oh, the Warriors chose Draymond Green. The Splash Brothers are over because the Warriors didn't want to bring Klay back. Is it that simple?
No, not at all. It seems to me there's been kind of a level of resentment on Klay's behalf that he did not get offered a long-term contract from the Warriors. And honestly, I think it's just cold, pragmatic business. Look at the offers Klay is considering right now. The Warriors probably correctly read the market. Like, he's not a $100 million player anymore. But that's the issue Klay was having with the organization. He saw Draymond get $100 million, Andrew Wiggins get $100 million, and he can't wrap his head around the idea that the market bears those forces for those guys, but maybe not for him in 2024 with all these teams being concerned over the second apron. Sometimes it's as simple as timing.
Yeah, I mean, on that note, we've talked about this, and we're obviously not in the bubble as Warrior fans are covering the team, about how would you want your team to handle a legacy player who means so much to the fan base. Do you just give him the contract to make the fans happy? Is this the right move? I know that he is upset about the offers you mentioned that he was receiving from the team. Is this the right move to move on, essentially, from Klay Thompson?
I think you can't judge it yet because you have to see what they do with the rest of free agency. On face value, it doesn't appear like it's opening up any flexibility for them to go and, let's say sign or trade for a younger player who might be better than Klay right now. You could certainly justify the move from the standpoint of Steph Curry's playing at such a high level and Clay's a franchise legend, but his best days are beyond him, and it's time to shake it up a little bit. But if it just ends with them letting him walk and just giving young players on the roster more minutes, that's going to be a tough pill to swallow.
Well, what do you think they do next, Sam? Because I am fascinated by them. Steph Curry is still a very good player. We know what Draymond, when he's not involved in the shenanigans, what he means to their system. I'm curious, where would you like them to go, or how do you build this thing out? Because we act like they haven't won in a decade. They won a title 2 years ago. What do they do to get back into contention in a really tough Western Conference?
Yeah, I don't know where they go from here, if I'm being honest with you. The other thing that happened yesterday, which probably won't get as much attention from the fan base, but might be worse, is they let that $30 million Chris Paul expiring contract, non-guaranteed, whatever, trade chip, just go away. They waived him. So, that seemed to be their best pathway to getting that impact player who would give them a shot at getting back into the Western Conference. Packaging that non-guaranteed expiring Chris Paul contract with some picks or something like that and getting an impact player. So to answer your question, I truly don't know where they go from here. Who's out there that they can really trade for? I know these things move fast, but, they missed on Paul George. Who knows if they had a real shot to ever get him, but They certainly put – their name was certainly all over him last week. They're apparently not interested in the Brandon Ingram or Zach LaVine's of the world, kind of those second-tier star-caliber players. It feels like they're just in a holding pattern waiting for someone that they find attractive to come available, and they're banking on the fact that now that their books are much more in order and they own most of their draft picks, they can theoretically cobble together a trade, but I don't know, man. It's kind of grim. That's how I'll put it.
Well, hey, we got Jeremy Grant if you got any interest there. Let's start cooking up a deal, Sam. We'll see if we can make something happen. On that note, right. You mentioned their books getting in order and getting more financially stable. I mean, that was one of the things about them, of how crazy their luxury tax bills were racking up. Like, how much of all this decision-making was ownership saying, like, yeah, I mean, it was fine when we were winning titles. We're not winning a title right now, so let's go ahead and get our finances in order, because that tax bill was insane.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My guess is that was a larger part of the equation than they will publicly say. Hard to say we want to save money when you're charging the ticket prices they charge. And I am assuming they're not going to give the season ticket holders a financial reset the way that they're looking at it. But I do also get the logic of, hey, man, if you're not competing for a title, what are we doing paying $200 million in taxes? Yeah. I do think that's the backdrop of it. Hey, if there was an opportunity to go get a Paul George, sure, we'll front the tax bill, but anything short of that, we might as well reset.
I kind of a two-parter, just in a standpoint of looking at this organization who's had such a great run here, and I don't know if it's over. We don't know if this is it, right? But kind of a two-parter for you. One, the pride of Jesuit High School here in a Portland metro area high school, Mike Dunleavy, how you have felt as him being the new general manager since Bob Myers decided to go TV with Stephen A. Smith. How is that all working out for you guys? And two, where is Steph on this? Steph never has come across to me the level of like a LeBron, where he's people have this idea that he's meddling or he's trying to kind of pull some of the strings. And he seems to be on board with all the rumor mill stuff, right? Like Paul George wants to be a Warrior. Steph Curry okays it. Where is Steph Curry on this? Is he just content? I got four championships. I got my finals MVP. I'm just going to ride this out and be Timmy Duncan. Or is there a behind the scenes like push, you think, of Steph Curry? Of like, no, I don't want to be I don't know territory. We need to be winning, and we need to be winning now.
It's funny you say Tim Duncan, because Tim Duncan was on 50-plus win teams up until the day he retired.
Yeah, I know.
as it presently stands, Steph Curry will not be. So, yeah, I mean, he's obviously pushing for stuff behind the scenes. I don't think he's going to be particularly thrilled if the final roster is all the young guys, him, Draymond, and whoever they can get for the mid-level exception. He doesn't go public, you're right, and like maybe there's some patience here. Maybe they believe something is going to happen over the next week. Maybe, you know, everyone gets all excited about day one of free agency and the Woj bombs or whatever it may be, but maybe they believe something will happen over the next couple of days. But I can't imagine the management looking him in the face and being like, all right, Steph, why don't you go mentor Kuminga and Brandon Pajemski? You know, like he's been a good soldier for far too long. And then the second backdrop of it is the front office has consistently said we need to do better and give Steph a good team for his last few years. Like, they've publicly stated that. So for them to go backwards on it and just be like, we tried and did nothing would be, you know, at worst disappointing, I guess.
Are you, Dunleavy, are you guys happy?
I feel bad for Dunleavy. I'll put it that way. I think Bob Myers read the room, got out of there, and Mike is the guy who's going to be the front face of all these hard decisions. I think he's actually done a pretty damn good job with scouting and the draft for whatever that means. Like, they hit on both their picks last year. If you look at Bob Myers' previous decade of drafts, you couldn't say that happened. So, you know, he's got that going for him, but it does feel like he is kind of the front face of bad decisions that ownership wants to make. So, you know how that's gonna reflect on him among the fan base over time.
Yeah, great stuff. Sam Esfandiari, go check him out on Twitter @SamEsfandiari. The Light Years podcast updating us on what's going on with the Warriors as Klay Thompson appears to be heading in a new direction, and the Splash Brothers are about to be officially broken up. Sam, thanks so much for the time in Portland, man. We always appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
You too. There you go. Sam Esfandiari. And as the great Michael Scott would say, oh, how the turntables turntabled, or whatever his quote was, the Warriors being upset, and it's a dark time. You just won an NBA championship 2 years ago.
Well, but I've said this jokingly, and I kind of was serious, though. Sometimes it's harder to be a fan of a team that is used to winning than it is to be a Mariner fan. You're used to seeing the losing. You're used to being disappointed and let down. Like, God forbid, let us win. But when you're the Yankees or when you're in the Warrior run, dude, we think it's easy. And then it's like, yo, we're at the bottom of the West? What is this? Get us out of this. We don't want to go back to this. Remember the Warriors when nobody talked about them?
Breaking news. It's easy to win in life. And it's actually hard when you don't. What? Yeah.
No, but like, it actually makes people crazy to the point where if you don't win a championship, no matter how good or bad the season was, the season is a failure for a lot of people. I don't know if they can get back to it. The West is certainly tough.
It is.
They're kind of stuck in this middle point of like, we have Brandon Pajemski and Draymond Green. Okay. I don't know what that means in the West, but you have Steph Curry and he's still a very good basketball player. I'm with him though. I feel bad for Dunleavy. Myers got out because he knew he was going to have to be the face of some of that breakup. And now Dunleavy is. And so he has to somehow figure out, how do I win around the vet while having to develop the next era of Warriors?
Not easy to do.
While we're trying to do this.
Yeah, I always chuckle when you hear like, oh, times are bleak. Times are tough. Oh, are they? Yeah.
real tough.
We would be doing the same thing if this was
of
us.
Of course we would. Every fan base would be. And people I would hope would be laughing at us. You still have Steph Curry and you won an NBA championship 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Those dark days, huh? Yeah. Those four titles, real dark. Having Kevin Durant and Steph and Clay and Draymond on the same team. Real dark days, huh?
Hey.
Real tough times down there.
Losing in back-to-back play-ins doesn't sit well with people. Breaking news.
It should. You're the Warriors. That's your entire history. Who the hell do you think you are? You forget who you were.
Four times.
You're not the Yankees. You're not the Lakers. You had a run, and the run might be over, but you still have Steph Curry. Stop complaining.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.